Human Rights Watch observers have seen white phosphorus being used over Gaza City and over the Jabalia refugee camp. These are heavily, densely populated areas. And while theoretically it's okay to use white phosphorus to obscure troop movement, that's only in unpopulated areas. To use something like white phosphorus, which ignites civilian buildings, which burns ordinary civilians when it touches them, that is an utterly inappropriate weapon to be using in these kind of densely populated areas. That is a violation of the Geneva Conventions, and Israel should not be doing that. The International Committee of the Red Cross has not approved that. Israel is misrepresenting what they said, and this is a practice that should stop immediately.
How likely is it that other inappropriate weaponry is being used?
Well, the other very inappropriate weapon that we've seen the Israelis using are these 155-millimeter artillery shells. To give you a sense of what happens, when these land, they can cause casualties within a 300-meter radius. You can just imagine taking three football fields, lying them end-to-end, and then turning them around the point. Anybody within that very large area risks injury, and within a smaller area risks death. These have been used in densely populated areas of Gaza. Again, if Israel claims that it is trying to avoid civilian casualties, that claim is inconsistent with its use of an indiscriminate weapon of this sort. It's one thing to use a weapon like that in the middle of a field when no civilians are around, but even if aimed at a Hamas military target in the city, another kind of weapon should be used, something that is much more focused, but with a blast and a fragmentation effect over this wide area. It is no surprise that we are finding such huge civilian casualty rates as a result of the Israeli bombardment.
Explain something to us then. If we're seeing this inappropriate weaponry, the 155-millimeter artillery shells, as you talk about, and the white phosphorus, why are we not seeing more outrage from the world, and particularly from the United States?
Well, clearly the Bush administration has taken the posture of simply approving anything that Israel does. And I'm sorry to say that even President-elect Obama, even though he talks about the economic crisis and talks about a lot of things, when it comes to Israel, he basically takes the line that there's just one president at a time. So he's kind of ducked the issue. We'll have to see what he says come Tuesday with his inauguration. But I think more to the point, Israel has prevented journalists and prevented human rights activists, monitors, from entering Gaza. And so it, on the one hand, claims that Hamas is, you know, storing weapons in mosques and hiding in civilian areas. That may be true, it may not be true. We have no idea, because nobody independent is allowed in. All we have is the Israeli spokesperson, Israeli intelligence, making allegations, and there's no way for the human rights community to document this one way or the other. So I think that the outrage, in a sense, has been diminished because of Israeli censorship. But you really have to ask, if they have nothing to hide, why are they preventing people having access to see what's actually going on in Gaza?